Good morning. 6:41 a.m. March 2nd. Cold. My gracious, it's cold this morning. Temperature says, thermometer says 20 degrees. It feels more like 5. Honest to Pete. My beard and mustache are coated with the condensed frozen breath. That's my story. I'm sticking with it. I'm not 100% sure. But, holy cold. Yes, somebody asked, did I wear the boots to the science fair? Yes, I did. How is Ravenwood doing after it's come off from free? It's doing pretty well. It's hanging in around, actually, last time I looked, it was about 1,200, 1,300, somewhere in there. It's popping up and down between 1,000 and 1,300, which is a heck of a lot better than it was at 15,000. So I'm quite pleased with that. And so that's working out really well. It's a, you know, sell a few more copies, it's fine. If I don't, that's, you know, it's really just to get the books into the hands of people who might A, leave a review, and B, might actually buy book two when it comes out later this month. Speaking of later this month, I got an email yesterday reminding me that I had to sign and return a contract. And in that contract were the timelines and deliverables that were already overdue. So the deliverable, it was a proposal, a story proposal, so not a biggie. And I started working on that yesterday. I need to work on it some more today. I also started to try, my routine bud work. I have to do bud work a couple times a year to make all of the doctors happy, between the rheumatologist and the primary care. About twice a year I have to do fasting blood work. And my appointment comes up next week, so I tried to do that yesterday so the blood work would be back before the appointment. Unfortunately, the clinic has a new computer system, and while the orders for the blood work were in the computer system, they were not in the computer system that was available to the diagnostic laboratory. So, hungry, thirsty, wanting my coffee, I found that I could not get my blood work yesterday. So I came home, called the doctor. In theory, it'll work today. So second day in a row, no coffee, at least for another hour. So I'm grumbly. But this other story is part of a promotional anthology that Jared Blackwell is working on with, I want to say Galaxy. It's part of an RPG game, RPG, role-playing game rollout called Bulldogs. And they sent me the story bible or the background setting information. And I set about constructing an ensemble cast that I can use to write perhaps several stories set in this universe. Because it looks like, I mean, it's a basic pulp science fiction adventure universe. It's completely different than anything I'm doing with Ishmael Wong, with anything I'm doing even with Odin's Outpost, although the action-adventure-y part is a little bit on track. But the reality is that this is intended to be not terribly realistic. Now, I have to write good stories, but that said, I think we can do some interesting things. And I have to say, and it's short, 2,000 words, 3,000 words, up to 8,000 max. So if I can come up with a decent plot, I should be able to do something cool. I've given every character a hidden attribute. Every character has a strength. Every character has a driving motivation. And the ship is specifically designed to be fast and not completely undetectable, but hard to see in a variety of spectra. So the ship's name is Blacklight, which isn't terribly imaginative, but I kind of liked the way it sounded. And the challenge for me is to not turn it into Firefly. It's not supposed to be, and it's not the verse, so it shouldn't be too awfully difficult. What I need is a plot. What I need is the basic plot is they need to get enough money to pay the bankers for this quarter's payment on the ship. And so they need to get cargo. They need to get the cargo safely delivered. They need to dodge pirates. They need to dodge officials. They need to dodge, I don't know, what else? So I'm trying to think of something that would be cool, something that would be different, something that would be unusual. And I keep falling into the, well, I have a package, but it turns out to be a person. And that's been done so often. But I'm trying to think of something else. Something that might be incredibly valuable and incredibly dangerous to have. And people are falling into that category pretty easily. Big sums of money, actually, turn out to be pretty dangerous to have in this universe. So it may be that what we have is a payoff. I don't know. One of the things that it's my struggle here is to try to come up with something that's not so cliched, or if it is cliched, that I can twist the cliché in order to get something cool out of it. The problem with the person is that no matter which way I go, the person idea has no twist, no hook. You know, if I have a kid, that's kind of cheap. If I have a person who is important to someone else and they're snotty, bratty, it's the ransom of Red Chief, basically. It's an interesting challenge. How do we deal with this? How do we make this work? Do we give them a cargo that slows them so that they have some additional obstacles to fight? Is there a time limit that they have to beat? Is there some other thing to get in the way of the MacGuffin? So basically we need a MacGuffin, something that has to get moved from here to there, and in theory, clandestinely. So it's an interesting challenge, and one I have to solve, like, today. Because the proposal was supposed to be in their hands by February 28th, and I didn't even see it until yesterday. So JR's being a little bit flexible with me. I really need to get this thing done, though. And rather than send a proposal, I think it's probably just going to be just as easy for me to send them a first draft. 2,000 words in theory, 2,000 words is about 3 hours' work. If I had a MacGuffin, if I had something that had to go from here to there, oh, So that's the challenge. I need to come up with some of several of these. The coup itself has some internal conflicts. I don't think they're quite strong enough at the moment. Although, if I make them too strong, then it becomes problematic. They need to have something a little teasier, a little less, I'm going to rip your heart out, a little more, I'm going to short shoot your bunk. So we'll see how this all goes. But that's really what I'm trying to think about today, is what am I going to do with this story? What kind of MacGuffin can I have? And the problem is that I'm really not a plotter. I'm really not an outline guy. So I really have to kind of discover what it is as we go along. I'm trying to find a good place to get stuck in. Once I do, then I'm pretty sure it's going to flow pretty freely. I only need a couple thousand words. So that would work out quite nicely. What I need to do is sit down with the word processor, or stand up with the word processor, and begin. I worked a little bit last night. I had a couple of different openings that I worked in. Well, my older daughter was at karate last night, and that I like the feel. I like the universe. I like the way it works. I need to be a little more action-adventure-y. We'll see how that goes. Should work out okay. Anyway, it also snowed last night, so this just a thin crust of snow in places around. It's being so cold, it's not going anywhere, at least not yet. I suspect that when the sun hits it, it'll sublimate directly into water vapor, because it's very thin, it's very, very fluffy. It's not likely to hang around long enough to get anything wet, because everything is so cold. Gosh, it's cold. Although, yep, I can still see my breath. I've turned and I'm walking into the rising sun now, so I've got the warmth of the sun straight on the front of my body, which is helping a great deal. So I think it's thawing the ice on my mustache. Which is a good thing. So let's see what else. Oh, somebody asked if, I think it was John Hibden, asked if anybody actually spelled out the criteria for a successful project clearly and succinctly to the kids at science fair. And you know, I don't really think so. Although, I do know that when, back in the day, back in olden times, that was one of the things that they really stressed to me as a participant, as a kid, was don't get fancy. Do a clean, excellent job at a simple project, and you'll have a much better chance at winning than if you try to do something complicated that nobody can really understand, and you don't do it very well. So I'm hoping that same kind of information is being passed along. So there's a couple of really simple projects. So I think that perhaps the idea of a simple project done well is being communicated, if perhaps not clearly and succinctly, but at least it is being communicated. Wow, the sun is shining right in my eyes. If I look down, it's okay, but gosh, it's bright. Let's see. Oh, I also have to get my airline tickets today, because it's 21 days from tomorrow that I fly, which means the airfares will probably go up a lot. So I have to fly to Portland on the 24th. Yeah. And then come back on April Fool's Day. Which means I have to get this story over to JR today, tomorrow. I have to finish getting Ravenwood put together. I've already got people clamoring for book two. I've had people clamoring for book two, but now it's a lot more. And I'm not sure that having more people clamoring is going to get me to do it any faster, but it certainly keeps my attention. I've also got a couple of ARCs, advanced reader copies of books to read. I've got another one for Nightshade Books. And yes, whoever corrected me, it wasn't June Carter of Mars, it's Joan Carver of War, W-A-A-R. And yeah, that's the book. It was a fun book, it was a fun read. And the next one that I did, or should be coming out sometime relatively soon, is Mary Gentle's Black Opera. I'm not going to plug it because, frankly, I think they charge too much for their ebooks. So you want to track it down and find it, that's up to you. But they're like $8, $7.95, something like that. Which is okay, but, you know, I might pay that for Macmillan book. I might pay that for Jim Butcher, but I'm sure I'm going to pay it for Nightshade. Call me silly. I don't know. I expect more from a small press in there. Put it that way. I was speaking of which, I've got to find the numbers, but I just saw a tweet come by. Evo says that the American Association of Publishers, the AAP, has put out book sales numbers from 2009 through 2011. It might be 2008 through 2011. They put out their book sale numbers. I really need to find that to see what it looks like, because I really think things have... Well, I know things have shifted a great deal since 2009. The great Kindle explosion in fall of 2010 is proof enough of that. What I'm really interested in seeing is how little the industry itself understands about the size and scope of the market. Because one of the things that I don't think they quite grasp is the degree to which a lot of this market is invisible to their current metrics. This could be potentially a fatal flaw, because if they're operating on the idea that ebooks represents the particular portion of the market that is representative of their market share compared to paperback books, then they're missing the point. I talked to a lot of people, independents in the space, and they report very similar findings, and that's that the number of units that are being sold far exceeds the number of units necessary to make, for example, the New York Times bestseller list, which really only is about 10,000 units total. And the reality of that is that they're also selling 80 to 90% ebook and very few paper. That is, while I realize that this is long tail, I realize that this is not the blockbuster bestseller. This is not the guy who's selling 100,000 books. But 100,000 units is just 10 people selling 10,000 books. I sell 10,000 books, even at my reduced rate. And there are 15,000 people who are selling 10,000 books a year. 5,000 people who are selling 10,000 books a year. That is a huge, huge number. 1,000 people selling 10,000 units a year is 10 million books. Mainstream is not selling 10 million books. Well, unless I dropped a decimal point someplace. But they're still not selling 10 million books. Anyway, I'm back. Crossing the street. I'm not going to get run over. This is good. We like this. I'm at the back gate. And tomorrow's another day. It's Saturday, and I'll talk to you then.